Hello and welcome to Ham House, and thank you for downloading this guide. We're going to take you on a tour around the outside of the property, highlighting its main architectural features. During the tour, you will learn about the 400-year history of the house and a little of the 17th century family whose legacy lives on today. There's no need to rush. Please feel free to use one of the many seats and benches that you'll notice during the tour. However, if you don't take a break, the tour will probably take about 30 minutes to complete. There are 5 stages, each marked by a number and each narrated by a different volunteer tour guide. My name is Adrian. Ham House is a Grade 1 listed building, which means that it's deemed to be of outstanding architectural and historic interest. It is one of the most complete surviving illustrations of 17th century fashion and power in Europe. Indeed, much of the interior of the house remains as it looked 350 years ago. The famous diarist John Evelyn visited in the summer of 1678, describing it as inferior to few of the best villas in Italy itself. Construction of Ham House was completed in 1610. The house was built, on land then owned by the Crown, by Sir Thomas Vavasour, a courtier of James I. Sir Thomas was responsible for maintaining order within the King's court and within a 12-mile radius of the sovereign. With the Thames the main thoroughfare in London in the 17th century, a Thameside property gave easy access to the royal palaces in Whitehall, Richmond and Windsor, among others. Furthermore, the property was easily accessible for those wealthy and influential people invited to spend time here. Vavasour died in 1620, and in 1626 the house was granted by the new king, Charles I, to his friend William Murray, later ennobled as the Earl of Dysart. The house as it stands now is essentially the creation of William and his daughter Elizabeth, who became Countess of Dysart on her father's death, and later Duchess of Lauderdale, wife of one of Charles II's principal ministers. The house remained a centre for political intrigue and decision-making throughout the reigns of James I, Charles I and Charles II, and also during the period of Oliver Cromwell's government. The house remained in the ownership of the descendants of the Murrays until 1948, when the property came under the care of the National Trust. Walk across the forecourt towards the front of the house, passing the River God statue erected around 1800 on your way. The statue depicts Old Father Thames, reflecting Ham's position as a riverside villa, and is made of coed stone. Stage 2 of our tour begins at the front of the house.